It officially is the 10th tee box of the week for us here on the Danny Mac Show, because really, if you do the math, we're now just slightly past the first half of the week. We do 4 hours every day on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. It's the back nine of not only the show, but of the week. And I think most appropriately that we're given the privilege today of busting the cherry on the brand new studio, the beautiful studio here in the Prudential Building on the 12th floor, to be the first members of the staff allowed to have a little taste of alcohol.
Are we allowed?
I think that's good, yes.
Did you ask anybody in particular?
I did. The boss bought the wine, because we have amongst us right now, ladies and gentlemen, a special treat. We have with us the greatest Blackhawk in franchise history, and a guy I'm proud to have for the last 15 or 20 years, call my friend, and it is Bobby Hull who joins us in the studio. Hello, Jet.
Hello, Daniel. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, man. It's been too long. I haven't seen you since Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
And where were you in Game 6?
Oh, I was there, so you could be entertaining my wife right here in the Midwest.
I can only assume while we were in Philly, the Jet and your wife were enjoying tasty dinners and delicious wine.
She got home before the Tribune was on the porch.
We tucked her into a cab and sent her home before you left Philadelphia.
I'm sure. Had to do that. Bobby is with us today, and texters already are jumping in. A lot of questions, a lot of longtime Blackhawks fans want to have answered. I need to mention this before we go anywhere. You could take advantage right now of 0.9 APR and a certified pre-owned Lexus right now at Bob Roarman's Arlington Lexus in Palatine. Visit arlingtonlexus.com. Special year for all of us who love hockey, because you're celebrating the Stanley Cup champions this year as they try to defend the cup. And once we get to the spring, Robert, I called him Robert because that's what his dad called him, and I always
and my mother and my sisters and brothers.
I call my dad and he says, Robert, we're going to Toronto. And I saw three buttons in the elevator. Well, you know, and we're also going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of when you guys hoisted the cup in 1961. So a great year for hockey fans in this town.
I would say.
Oh, he's got both rings on his hands.
He's got both rings on.
How about that? 19 and 61 and 2010. I'll never forget either. But do you want to know something, Dan? I think there was more feeling the night that the Blackhawks won this last spring.
Why?
Than when we won the cup in 61. Hmm. And I'll tell you why. I'm a 22-year-old. Makita is a 20-year-old. Like a Taze and a Kane. And didn't think that was going to be the last. I thought that this is just one of many.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to instill upon the kids last spring. I said, guys, you're this close. Don't ever let it slip between your fingers, because it could be your last go at it. Now, I'm not saying that in any jest that they won't be playing for it again or that they won't win it again, but it has happened.
It's, some say, the hardest championship to win in all of professional sports. Why?
Four different series. You have to win four games each. You have to win 16 games. And it's all against the very best. Once you get into the finals, semifinals, and finals, you are playing against the best in the National Hockey League.
It's interesting, more feeling this time around, because you've been through a lot, you know? Leave the organization, get brought back in by the organization, now such a big part of things last year and all the feelings that came up. How was it Saturday night, Bobby? I want to ask, when the 1961 guys hand the banner over to the 2010 guys, that seemed pretty cool.
Well, there was such a feeling, and I could feel it not only down there at ice level. And my wife told me, she was up in the box, she said, you guys made that seem like it was almost a dirge of handing that pennant over to the new guys. And it was that feeling that we've been here, but this is the way it's got to be. These kids, they are fantastic, and here I am back in the fold again, with Rocky and John and Jay and Peter put me back where I belong.
He's a Blackhawk again. And Bobby has a brand new book out. It's published by Triumph Books called The Golden Jet, and a couple of signings this week. And having been around a couple of Bobby's appearances, this is one you really need to go to, because you are going to find a guy who will give you as much time as you want, and a guy who genuinely cares about this city that embraced him for a long time. And then he went away for a long time, and now he's back.
Tomorrow at Borders, 150 North State Street, from noon to 1:30, lunchtime. Downtown workers, you can get there noon to 1:30. Borders, 150 North State. Saturday out in Schaumburg, Barnes and Noble, 590 East Golf Road. Also noon to 1:30 on Saturday.
Tell us a little bit about the book. I see a lot of pictures, which is good for many hockey fans. Not a ton of words.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it that way because I've been sourcing, along with friends, I've been sourcing out pictures for the last likely 15 or 20 years. And every time I'd be at a minor hockey tournament, and some youngster would bring out a picture that I'd never seen before, I would ask the young lad, may I borrow this so that I can scan it? I will bring it back unscathed and send it to you signed and delivered. And if I hadn't seen the pictures, neither has a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And this book starts out way back in 1929-30 with my father winning a junior championship in Belleville, Ontario, and 10 short years later I come along, and that is 1939. Few years after that, I'm 10 years old and I'm playing minor hockey in Belleville, Ontario, and skating on the old Bay of Quinte. And then it was junior hockey for 4 years, and then in 1957, I'm right here in the greatest city in the world to sign with the Chicago Blackhawks, and that made a boyhood dream come true.
Some amazing pictures in this book I'm looking at. You crazy bastards not wearing any helmets at all. Just you're playing without helmets. Even when some guys start wearing helmets, you're still not wearing helmets. You don't care. Bobby Hull doesn't care. Tough guy.
You know,
some great stuff.
They have concussions now.
Now they do.
Now they do. We had headaches, maybe.
You had brain bruises. You just didn't notice or care about it too much.
You know what? And that's something, Bobby, that's in the news right now. And I know you've only seen a clip or two on the Jalmerson hit on Jason Pominville of the Sabres the other night. And I listened to a lot of discussion last night in intermission of the Detroit-Colorado game, where the guys in the Versus set are discussing what needs to be done to protect the players. And I think everybody wants to see the players protected, but Brian Engblom is suggesting a 5-game suspension for Jalmerson. It was a 2-game suspension that was dished out yesterday. We find out. And the Sabres players are talking. I heard Ryan Miller, their goalie, talking about protecting the culture of our game. Huh? Now, where is the middle? Where is the middle where you can protect the players but also never take away the physical part of this game that makes us buy tickets to go see it?
Why don't these kids start respecting one another? They do not respect one another like we respected one another back when we played in the original six. We played against the same people 14 times a year, and we had respect for them. I don't care who they were. If someone had his back to me in the glass, first thing I would do is take my hand off my stick, put it on his shoulder, let him know I was there, and then crowd him in to the boards.
I love
unless of course it was a Ferguson or a right. Bugsy Watson. Now, then I wouldn't slow down a little bit.
How about McNeil? What if you saw McNeil against the boards?
I would take him home for dinner. I'd introduce him to my mother.
And as long
Bleed
as he
all
brought,
over him, let him know you're there. As long as he brought the wife, everything's fine.
I think they should instead of competing so vehemently, both on the ice and in the pay schedules. They see these kids, they don't say he's a great player or he's a better player than I, or I'm as good a they say he's making more money than I, and I should be making more money than he. And it's the craziest damn thing in the world. Get back to respecting one another. And if a guy can skate better than you, practice and so that you can skate as well as he.
I'm looking at the book right here in front of me, Bobby Hull from Triumph Books, The Golden Jet, Spectacular Career and Stunning Photographs. A couple of pages here of you and Brett. And I got to ask, because this is a really nice picture of you guys with a trophy, another one you guys hugging after Brett won. Are you guys cool? And Brett all right? The GM down in Dallas?
We've always been cool. When his mother and I split, he was right at the verge of getting old enough to understand what was going on. But he didn't understand when I wasn't there to take him to the rink every Saturday and Sunday morning. That's what he missed about his dad not being around. And if he was upset, it was because I don't have my father here to take me to the Winnipeg Arena or to the Chicago Stadium. If there was any hard feeling, that's when it was. Mm. But we've never, ever had any hard feeling.
You said Winterpeg.
Winterpeg. I don't need to go through that.
Dallas, 1972, not the best of times.
But this kid, he's, to me, the greatest goal scorer in the history of the game. Hmm. And always will be. And I love him dearly. And they just put a bronze statue out in front of the rink in St. Louis just recently, and rightfully so, because he made the rink. And simply, he's the best. That's all.
All right. You have had an interesting life. Not all of it. Not all of it happy. We just alluded to some of it. How about a tell-all book sometime down the road? Oh. Come on, Holly. I mean,
the best of times.
Oh, I know
they were the worst of times. I'd plagiarize a little bit there, but I don't want. There are too many guys still with their wives.
Yeah, that's what it is. How many wives for Chico Mackey was it? Chico Mackey, good old number 16.
Yeah.
Just keep counting them.
But he was a great roomie.
I don't doubt it. Yeah, if you put a little bit more work into it than he wanted to do, from what I was told, I'd have some favors. I'd have a front man.
Hey, Bobby, you think these guys will recover from all the changes in the offseason? That's a ton for Hawks fans. It's really hard to see all the turnover and all the new faces. Some really good players now gone. It's going to take a little while, though, right?
I believe that it will take a little bit of time to mold these new kids into the lineup. Some of them, from what I've seen, not good enough just yet to be a part of the lineup. Some of them maybe too young at this point, but they've still got the nucleus. And what I would do is just play the guts out of all of those guys and not worry about playing everybody. Because when we played, when push came to shove, our bench was cut in half, and there was Stan's line and our line and four defensemen. And the rest of the guys might better have taken off their skates because they weren't going to play, and we got the job done. And that's the way it should be. If you don't have three lines, play your two best ones and your best four or five defensemen and get through it. These kids, you can't tire them out. They said they were going to tire Howe out. Holy diny, played for 30-some years.
You know,
they said
Bob.
They said that they were going to tire me out. Are you kidding?
Bob,
give it to him, McNeil.
Bob. You sit in my basement a couple of winters ago telling everybody if you played today, if you were a younger man, you'd play all 60 minutes.
I could play 60 minutes.
Get out of
with
here.
All these girls out there scraping the ice.
It's
with,
a different
with these
game.
Lights coming on all the time.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a different game.
I played 45 minutes as it was.
All-time hockey. Give them hell. You're not going to miss Dustin Byfuglien this year, are you?
Oh, by the time playoffs roll around, the Buff will be haunting us, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that big kid, Big Scotty, might be able to take his position. But
yeah.
I don't know.
It's not quite good enough a foot yet.
No, he looks like a guy I competed against 10 years ago in the Homewood Flossmore Beer and Pizza League, Bobby. He's a little stuck in mud over there.
I think it's January 9th is the night you guys will be honored for the 50th anniversary, correct?
And I told them my birthday is January 3rd, and don't be afraid to bring gifts and presents. It'll be a great night if we can get all the guys that are left from that team out. And I think they're likely a dozen or 15.
Yeah, well, and Rudy Pillis is still with us,
no,
right?
No,
Rudy passed away?
Anybody, that if you ever saw that picture, Dan, in of the 61 team picture, everyone in a suit is gone.
Oh, my God.
And be careful of that middle row, because that middle row, a lot of those guys in the middle row, they have taken to the greener pastures.
Moral of the story, don't ever wear suits.
Don't wear suits, or don't get in the middle row.
The Golden Jet is Spectacular is the name of the book. Bobby Hall, published by Triumph. Once again, out at Borders this week, Speaks.
Borders tomorrow, downtown, 150 North State, noon to 1:30. Barnes & Noble, Saturday in Schaumburg, 590 East Golf Road, also noon to 1:30.
All right, quick quest before we, a question from one of our texters before we wrap it and then have a toast here. Going to break the cherry in this studio and have a little alcohol. Why did you wear three jersey numbers with the Hawks? Somebody wants to know why you also wore 7 and 16.
When I came up in 1957, Johnny Wilson had just retired or gone to Detroit, and 16 was a number that no one wanted, apparently, so they pitched it at me. And all I wanted was a red crimson jersey with Pierre Palat's picture on the front. And I didn't care who owned it or what number it was. And I put 16 on and wore it from 1957 to the middle of the 61-62 season. Now, here's how all this took place. The middle of the 61-62 season, I was having a horrendous start. Out of 35 games, I'd scored a measly 13 goals. My trainer, Walter Gunzo Humanick, said, "Bobby, we got to change your number. You need a change of number to change your luck." Well, I knew that I was living in and rented from an elderly couple that had an old swayback bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waking up in the morning just as tired as when I went to bed. And I told my wife at Christmas time, I said, whatever her name was. And I said,
Joanna.
Oh, Joanne. And I said, I said either
let's,
I've got...
Hold on. Let's drink to not remember an ex-wife's name. Cheers. That's good. That's a good one. Speaking to you,
I'm in.
It's not something all three of us can dig on.
I said, either I've got the big C or this bed has got to be fixed. Yeah. I went to the lumber yard, got a chunk of 4x6, 3/4 inch plywood, put her under. The first morning I wake up, I'm rested. I go to the rink. I got the jump in my stride. And for the next 35 games, I scored 37 goals to get 50 for the first time.
Nice.
Now, I wear that for that half of that year, the 7. And the next year, 61, 62, 62, 63. I come to training camp, 63, 64. First exhibition game, I go to put number 7 on. Guess what's hanging in my stall? Number 9. I said, "Gunzo, what the hell are you doing? You're screwing me up here. You got the wrong jersey in my stall." He came over and he said, "You're better than all those other the number 9s. You're going to wear number 9. I didn't care what number I had. I couldn't see it. The number when I was going down the ice. So it didn't. That's how it all happened.
All you wanted was a better bed in Cicero with what's her name. Bobby, cheers, man. It's great to have you.
Yep. Thank you, Bobby.
Guys, it's always wonderful, and go you Blackhawks.
All right, and we thank Bill Ames. Triumph Books, The Golden Jet is Spectacular. Check it out. Cheers, Spiegel.
Cheers, buddy.
Hockey's back in Chicago. You got the score, Sports Radio 670.